चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
सेंसेक्स ड्रॉप्स 120 पॉइंट्स इन लेट सेल ऑफ, बैंक ऑटो स्टॉक्स ड्रैग। Extending its fall for the fifth consecutive session, the BSE Sensex gave up early gains to end 120 points lower on Wednesday, as investors booked profits in banking, auto, metal and pharma stocks in the last hour of trade. Sustained selling by domestic institutional investors and foreign institutional investors too dented market mood, brokers said. The benchmark BSE index opened higher at 36279.63 and advanced to a hit a high of 36375.80 on the back of positive macroeconomic data, as retail inflation fell to a 19-month low on continued decline in food prices and positive cues from other Asian markets. It, however, scummed to a profit booking to touch a low of 35962.79 on heavy selling at the fag end. The index finally ended 119.51 points, or 0.33%, lower at 36034.11. The gauge had lost over 720 points in the previous 4 days. In similar movement, the NSE Nifty fell below 10800 and settled the day 37.75 points, or 0.35%, down at 10793.65 after shuttling between 10891.65 and 10772.10 during the day. Top losers include ONGC, SBI, Power Grid, L&T, Yes Bank, Asian Paints, Bajaj Finance, Maruti and NTPC, falling up to 2.84%. On the other hand, gainers include Tata Motors, TCS, HDFC, HCL Tech, Infosys, ITC, HDFC Bank and HUL, rising up to 2.18%. Sectorally, BSE banks says, auto, metal and healthcare indices ended up to 1.1% lower. Tracking overall trends, the broader markets too face selling pressure, as the BSE mid-cap index fell 0.52% and a small-cap index shed 0.38%. Given fixed Q3 results, market is factoring further earning downgrades leading to outflows from FIIS and DIIS, said Vinod Nair, head of research, Geojit Financial Services. On a net basis, FII sold share worth rupees 466.78 crore and DII offloaded shares worth rupees 122.64 crore on Tuesday, provisional data showed. The inflation print on Tuesday and follow-on action with the bond yields falling to 7.28% seemed to be telegraphing an additional rate cut by the RBI, said Sunil Sharma, Chief Investment Officer, Sanctum Wealth Management. Despite global markets trading higher as US President Donald Trump hinted a more conciliatory stance towards China, Indian market have not been able to sustain higher levels, suggesting caution on the part of investors in profit-taking, he added. Overseas, most Asian stocks ended higher and European equities were in a better shape on a growing optimism over the prospects for a resolution to the US-China trade dispute. Japan's Nikkei surged 1.34%, Shanghai Composite Index rallied 1.84%, Korea's Kospi was up 0.50%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 1.16% and Singapore's Straits Times jumped 1.22%. In the Eurozone, Frankfurt's DAX rose 0.4% and Paris CAC 40 was up 0.32%, London's FTSE 2 edged higher by 0.42%. On Wall Street, the US Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 1.49% higher in Tuesday's trade.